Yes, he was one of our founder.
Praise Jesus, children of God.
How
have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
And
how is your life? You first greet of your brethren and give them a good thought in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Yes, he was one.
Praise Jesus much. We thank God.
The
good moment is given us in his presence. And we glorify him. We give him glory and honor. We want to move on
to
the preparations of today.
Both
the Holy Spirit led us in
to
move and get the wisdom and the light of knowledge
on
the way of fulfilling the command of God,
focus of God TV,
of putting in place focus of God television
that
can move on to help the many
all
over the entire world.
In
this time,
we
plan for the souls of many holy ones,
even
those who have not yet become.
The Bible speaks
with us in Romans 8, the verse
34
and to verse
39.
He said that those before knew,
he
moved on to give them righteousness, even to honor and glorify them.
But
when you look like today,
you are
out there and you are not yet realizing
you have not known
they have already honored you
and
they even glorified you, given the righteousness. But when seasons came, it happened on you.
So
many can find smoking cocaine and they do things which don't qualify them to become holy,
yet
await the light of the word of God shine to them, that they can come from that sleep. They see the goodness of God he prepared for them. When you look to the Hebrews 1, the verse 13 and 14, angels minister to those who inherit salvation. They don't serve you for already you inherit salvation, but because you're going to inherit. It means you are on the way. They don't serve you because you perfected well, because you fight to reach perfection.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So want
to move on to see we plan on that word. For this day,
we
are given unto the Lord
to
plan for his holy ones, the many in the entire world,
those
already got revealed, even those to be revealed,
concerns
the election and the call of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Don't
want to put the lamp on the basket under or under the bed.
One
put it up on the lampstand on the mountain top, mountain of the household of God, to lighten for nations that they can see the glory of the Father. It's so interesting.
Always
here in our usual messages,
others
who are lively accessing them in every place they are. But today we've been limited.
Not
been set out, go door to
door.
Not been set out, go out in the streets. Just as the ways prevailing are. Not moved out, go make crusades. Neither to make different seminars. Not yet gone television and radios. All those God wants to bring them out in the same time.
They
will put a wonder and a miracle upon them.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much.
And
the work on it is amazing and a powerful work. And it's a wonder.
If
the television and radio have happened, that is a wonder.
They will
ask who sat to do that work.
Matichiba ngawa abantu abinkana bwe.
It's never been people who are too small to the size.
Nambi.
In that number.
Kuvane bakora mulimo wewe.
Come out do that amazing work.
Nifu tukena kukora ne mukama.
We are going to do it with the Lord.
Chikiririsa dala.
I totally believe it.
Kubanga chicha agena maso.
For it is still moving on.
Naimu vyo nachituweta agama.
All what we need.
Kukule mrao moyo wa.
Is to be led by the Spirit of God.
Inatua kato girekole.
We want to speak of it today.
Natuwe muzichi muzi.
If we ask ourselves a question.
Nayani yaliakirizo kule mrao moyo wa.
Who has ever allowed to be led by the Spirit of God?
Kujako ngaurida amateka gaka tu.
Except when they hear the commands of God.
Gechi gamu cha katonda.
Just as the word of God is.
Ani yaliakirizo kule mrao moyo wa.
Who has ever accepted be led by the Spirit of God?
Kujako ngaurida ebirakiro ya katonda.
Except when they hear the commands of God.
Gechi nga echi gamu chibu chini.
As his word is.
Yes, you was doing.
Praise Jesus, man.
Wantumanji baga.
Many people say they became children of God and they are led by the Spirit of God. When did you accept Him to lead you?
Except
when you can hear the commands of God, those are the laws. Just as the word of God is. If it is that has failed on you, don't expect you've ever been led by the Spirit of God. How did there happen? Ask that yourself.
You see
him before you leading you.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus, man. Who's ever been led by the Spirit of God? Accept. When they obey the commands of God, those are the laws. As the word of God is.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much.
That's
the heading we want to see. To help us to remain in the commands of God. That
we
be led by the Spirit of God. As the word of God is. For many times, we speak and we tell to ourselves, those led by the Spirit of God, they are children of God. Did you see before you leading you? But the one be led by the Spirit of God also to be led and guided by Him. Well, how did you see Him? Did you hear Him speak to you? How did you understand it is Him? Except when there is the Word of God. Brethren, how
is
that word before you?
For
you can say,
message or watches.
We are on television campaign. Why has that message come? For you now see, commanded by God through His Holy Spirit, I want a television. It's a command.
But followed
it, what are we following?
We
accepted be led by the Holy Spirit or not?
Accepted
be led by the Holy Spirit. Accepted the commands of God. Then those are the laws. As the word of God is. We speak of the laws of righteousness. Separated them from the laws of sin.
Yes, you must be.
Praise Jesus much.
Romans 8,
verse
14
and 16, it tells us this word. Romans 8, from verse 14.
Kubanga bonna bakulemberwa omwoyo gwa Katonda, abo be bana ba Katonda. Olunyole 15. Kubanga tetuawe wanate mwoyo gwa buddu okutia. Na ye mwawe mwoyo wakufuka abana. Atukabi anti Abba chitafe.
Yes, you was
raised Jesus much.
And
even though you've heard that word, all those led by the Spirit of God, those are the children of God. Not receive the spirit of bondage and fear. The Spirit makes us speak our Father.
Yes, you must be.
Praise Jesus much.
If you say
you're led by the Spirit of God, you become a son of God. For you move, think that you followed Him. Don't know if you've ever laid your spirit to it. To think of it. I hear those led by the Spirit of God. They are the sons of God. How does He lead them?
And
who of us
has
proven his
favorability?
So when they obey the commands of God, those are the laws. As the word of God is,
he said
the Spirit guides us.
And
those who don't steal, for if you will steal, you're going to get the Spirit and direct and guide you. Those are the commands of God. They say don't mad kill.
For
if you ever want to kill, they have a case of killing. Is that not what you mean being led and guided? How did it happen when you thought of it before? When you read Romans 8:14,
it
was led by the Spirit of God. They are the sons of God.
How
did you think of it? When you hear a piece in it, is it not? Teacher Eddie, is it not that? You read that scripture, you feel yes. You checked it how he guides and leads you. Is it interesting to speak?
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much.
Interesting
to speak, you are led by the Spirit of God. Prove you are led by the Spirit of God.
And
how did you prove that?
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much.
Speaks
in the Galatians 3,
the
verse 19, and it says this.
Abagalatia esula ya kusatu olunyiro 19.
Galatians 3:19.
Kala amateeka kiki gasibwa olwa kwonona okutuusa walijira omuzukulu. Bagati esula ya kusatu olunyiro 19.
Galatians 3:19.
Kala amateeka kiki gasibwa olwa kwonona okutuusa walijira omuzukulu yasubizibwa. Nalagirwa wa malaika mu mikono gy'omutabaganya. Kala amateeka ki gasibwawo lwa kwonoona okutuusa walijira omuzzukulu eyasuubizibwa galagirwa ba malaika mu mukono gw'omutabaganya. Olwabiri naye omutabaganya si w'omu naye Katonda y'omu. Olwabiri mu olumu kala amateeka tegatabagana n'ebyasuubizibwa Katonda.
Kitale amateeka tegatabagana.
That is the law then against.
Olunyolwa birimu olumu. Kale amateeka tegatabagana n'ebyasuubizibwa Katonda. Kitalo. Kubanga singa amateeka gaweebwa, age gayinza okuleeta obulamu. Ddala obutuukirivu bwandibadde mu mateeka.
Katusome olwa birimu
ttaano. Let's read verse 25.
Olwa birimu nnya.
Verse 24.
Bagalati esula ya kusatu onyola abiri mu nnya.
Galatians 3 verse 24.
Naye okukkiriza bwe kumaze okujja tetukyali mu bufuge bwa mutwazi. Olwabiri mu omukaaga. Abiri mu nnya, bwe kityo amateeka yali mutwazi waffe eri Kristo. Tulyoke tuweebwe obutuukirivu olw'okukkiriza.
Amateeka yali mutwazi.
Laws were what we are leading us.
Mateeka yali.
Who is the law?
Kubanga tukulembera omwoyo wa Katonda.
For we are led by the Spirit of God.
Naye bagambye nti amateeka yali mukulembeze.
The laws were
yali mutwazi.
The one who led us to Christ.
Atukulembera matutuuse
wa Yesu. Led us to reach us to Christ.
Who
are those who have ever really been led by the Spirit of God?
Same
when they obey the commands of God. Those are the laws. As the word of God is. I wonder many things. Those
who
have been speaking on our mouth.
Yet
never sunk in our hearts. Neither in our mind. And they never reached there. If you say
you
led by the Spirit of God, and you be a son of God, how does it lead you?
Is
there before you?
If
you see me there, I am following him. How did he see you? How did he lead you and guide you? You ask the one neighbor. You first
wait.
Spirit leads us here. But where did you see him?
Let
go where you were heading to, or in that you were doing.
Yes, Jesus.
Praise Jesus. The word on our mouth is something nice, but never sunk in the heart. Didn't know how he leads us.
Then
the laws were leading us.
It was
a schoolmaster who led us.
He teaches
you meant to go. It directs for leave this and don't do that.
They say
was a schoolmaster to us. Let's read in English.
Galatians 3:24. Therefore the law was our schoolmaster. To bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith.
He was a schoolmaster and a teacher our way. He was a leader who took us to Christ. If you don't see the law as the Holy Spirit, all the commands, how are you led by the Spirit of God? If the one who leads you has to speak and says, don't do this, do that. Pass here, don't pass there. Don't head on to a dowry, long way.
It's
way of righteousness. Get one woman or one man. That is the way of righteousness.
Be
a man of one woman.
A
woman of one man.
But if you don't know what
you think, that is the one leading, guiding
you.
Once you ask a question, have you fought with him? In all leading and guiding you,
have
you got battles with him when you reject his commands? And you remain safe yourself. You
live
by the Spirit of God.
Verse 24.
Galatians 3:24.
Galatians 3:24. The laws were leading us. He was the leader, schoolmaster. Did you go away, you think? The one we hear, they call the spirits. Spirit of God are children of God. Jesus spoke in the John 6. And he said, you cannot come to me except when my Father has drawn you. Father doesn't come when the world will draw us.
It's
the one who convicts us. It's the Spirit. It draws us to bring us. Praise the Lord. Apostle Mugisha. I thank God for this word. Every day I've been asking a question. Even yesterday I asked myself, Christ Jesus wrote the end of the law.
Ask
scripture in Romans 10, in the verse 4.
Christ is the end of the law.
For righteousness.
To everyone who believes.
Now begin to understand it. To become
to gende wa Kristo. Okufukira ddala nti Kristo ya komeredde eri amateeka.
That Christ to be the end of the law.
Kati nkitegeredde ddala.
Now I have understood it. That is, we walk by faith. Most people have not known that. God bless you.
Yes, sir.
Praise Jesus.
Atugami.
He told us what he's understood. Not being under
laws
of righteousness. You have already arrived.
Don't steal,
if you reach overcome stealing and adultery and the rest.
You
have to abandon, never resume them.
Which is said it
in that time.
The
Lord speaks to the one who sins. Means the Holy Spirit. If a party wants to speak with you,
that
what you're doing,
like,
understood, what else can he tell you? Maybe the father comes, this is my beloved son, I'm well pleased in him. Spirit is that speak with us. In peace when we pervert, to order us in the right way. That's
what
they say, Revelation, the one with the ear, let them hear what the Spirit said.
But
revelations to come, and there was perversions. Let's get back to Galatians.
Galatians 3:24.
That's why he gave us into the hands of Christ. In the entire BC, all the people, the Holy Spirit. Jesus came to say, you believe that one who has come.
You believe it,
I no more have a responsibility over you.
Need
to account to work together with him.
Yes, we
are. When Jesus came,
Matthew 12:28,
I cast demons by the Spirit of God. The kingdom of God has come.
In
all the entire BC, people were under. Holy Spirit was their master.
Whom
they never knew.
Yet,
passed through the laws to control them. Till when Christ came and said, whoever believes Jesus is not condemned, never believes is condemned.
These
laws I gave you, I use them to lead you to Jesus.
Though
they have not gone away. But before he came, you could get this way. I say, do not steal. Don't commit adultery. Now believe him, which makes all the laws.
Is
the one which not makes the laws? It is the same. The laws are in the word. The laws are in the word, and it's Jesus. He got all things, handed them back. And
they
say, accept Jesus.
Make
the entire word and the entire laws in him. What is this, brethren? You can't deceive yourself.
You're
led by the Spirit of God.
Can't
obey the commands of God. Those are the laws.
He's not
the one in charge of us now.
He
cannot say, is the Lord over us.
That's
why we don't call him Lord, the Holy Spirit. If God needs like that,
Lord, the Holy Spirit,
you add on Mukama Omoyo Mutokovo, does it come? But our Lord Jesus. But what did he handle us with the hand? He even changed the name. The one was the Spirit of the Lord. The office of being Lord, I've given it up. Now I am the Holy Spirit. The authority over people, but the one to lead you is the Master Jesus. Jesus spoke in Matthew 28:18.
Say,
I've been given authority in heaven and earth. You first before who had the authority. On the world, authority of people of beat in the entire beast was in the Holy Spirit's hands.
Many
of the commands he gives you, and you reach to Jesus. When Jesus came, he said, now, I've been a leader over you. For Jesus' behalf. But the way it
ends,
God said, I'm not to leave you as orphans. I'm going to bring him back. They want him to lead you again. That's why he's still there to take us to Jesus.
He
comes back in the laws and the commandments. Going the busy was like that.
He lead
us through the laws. Jesus knew he would be back to heaven.
Now
leave us to who to take us to him. He said, go back, leave them to me. Bring them to me. And
they said,
those led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God.
Every
such how it leads you, others you say, I had the Spirit tell me,
he
told you according to which scripture?
For
he doesn't speak beyond scriptures.
Many people
want to hear of deceiving spirits.
The
Bible speaks in Romans. Romans chapter
7.
In the verse 12 to down. It shows the laws are of the spirits. Let's read as we hear. Romans 7 from verse 12.
Kwesti amateka matukuvu nechiragiro chitukuvu chitukirivu.
Ulide bulungi.
Have you heard well?
Ani mutukuvu.
Who is holy?
Amateka.
The laws.
Who ani moyo mutukuvu?
Who is the Holy Spirit?
Bagambye amateka matukuvu.
They say the laws are holy.
Ani moyo ani mutukuvu.
Who is holy?
Siye moyo mutukuvu.
Is it not the Holy Spirit?
Wena kuwa kugaa kote.
The one who told you is the law who is holy. It's the whole the command. Romans 7 verses 12.
Amateka matukuvu n'ekiragiro kitukuvu kituukirivu kirungi. Olw'ekumi n'esatu. Kale kirungi kyafuuka okufa gye ndi kitalo. Naye ekibi kirabika okuba ekibi kubanga kye kyandeetera okufa olw'ekirungi. Ekibi kiryoke kyeyongere okubeera ekibi olw'ekiragiro. 14. Kubanga tumanyi ng'amateeka ge g'omwoyo. Naye nze ndi wa mubiri natundibwa okufugibwa ekibi.
Amateeka ga mwoyo.
The laws are of the spirit.
Ye mwoyo kenyini era ga
the spirit himself and their
aid. You
know, it's hard someone to say
umutwe gwa good,
the head of this person. And it's not
his.
And it's not him. Is it possible?
If
they say the laws of the spirit, are they not the spirit himself? If they say your hand, is it not you? If the laws, hand of the Holy Spirit holds us to take us to Jesus. And the law, if it's the hand, then the command at the feet which lead us.
Well,
the command directs the feet where they will pass. And the laws appear as the hand to order you how we will move. If you're going to move, will you prepare your head?
And
these are prepared on a human being to move. Now one of the two, the law, the hand, command at the feet on the Holy Spirit to lead us in this journey. If you reject the laws and the commands, you cannot say the Spirit led you. Praise Jesus much. Why do you think of that
one?
We have a command to put the television.
And
that's the way is it written? To put the television in the world. If we go, make all nations disciples, we have to seek holy mediums of preaching message to all. Even the television has where it places to speak. If we prepare that television, things to be in it are to be like the temple Moses prepared. There are those who stand to speak where cameras capture you. We shall speak of them also.
But
we have to seek rightful mediums, reaching the news to all the nations, and to prove we make them disciples. In Daniel 12, verse 4, he said, knowledge will increase.
If
there is knowledge increasing in the world, in the way of communication, that too we have to use it. But in that command, who can prove we fulfill that command, then we appear being led by the Spirit of God. Commands are many in the Bible. Those you've been ignoring there, and after you tell yourself that you're led by the Spirit of God,
now,
maybe you enjoyed speaking that. Yes. You enjoy it.
John 16,
and the verse 5 begins by saying this. John chapter 16, from verse 5.
Naye kakano ngenda eriyo ye yantuma, era tewali kumwe ambuza nti ogenda wa. Olw'omukaaga, naye kubanga mbabulidde ebyo, emitima gyammwe gijjudde ennaku. Olw'omusanvu, naye nze mbagamba amazima, kibasaanira mwenze okugenda, kubanga nze bwe sirigenda, omubeezi talibajjira, naye bwe ndigenda, ndi mutuma gye muli. Olw'omunaana, ye bw'alijja, alirumiriza ensi ey'ekibi, n'olw'obutuukirivu, n'olw'omusango.
Have you heard very well?
The chingwani do kugenda.
It's required me to go.
Banga mwe masigenzi.
For if I don't go,
oriyomu bezo moyo mutukufu,
the comfort of the Holy Spirit,
aiza kubajiri,
he cannot come for you.
Na iye bwalije.
But when he will come,
alirumiza ensi yechi.
He will convict the world of sin.
Ngeri chiji alumiriza mwe ensi
yechi. How does he convict the world of sin?
Bwabata lese mateka.
If he's not brought the laws. And he said, do not steal. Do not commit adultery. Do not falsely accuse. Don't speak false words in your brethren.
Do
not suffer from the word of God. Even to add in it. Even to twist it.
You know,
there are commands which are not direct.
And
you're not direct that they command.
Read
Revelation 22, 18. He said, don't subtract from the words of this book. Whoever would subtract from them,
you
subtracted from the portion of the tree of life. What is that? That's a command. And it's a law. But it's the one which is not direct. And also say,
don't
add in the words of this book. Whoever will add on them,
they
will add to them punishments written in this book. That they command their words, what are they? When they enter the Bible, their commands and laws. Because they are not in the Ten Commandments.
And you say,
Bible, in the brief, it's made by four things. The commands, the laws commands,
transgression.
And statutes. There are like four things. But they make the entire Bible, we just need to understand them. We shall handle those the other day. Really find it makes the entire Bible. When you take away the promises, maybe they make the fifth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. If so, the Holy Spirit will come to convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. How does he convict them? He passes through the commands. He passes through the laws the Lord has commanded. Ask you another question. How was the Holy Spirit leading you? I've brought back the question to you. After by the Spirit, I've given you of light. And you see how the Spirit is to lead you. In your mindset, you were thinking, how was he leading you?
When
again, we you want your hand raised up, you get a microphone. Someone has raised their hand. How the Holy Spirit has been leading you. There is a hand behind there. Praise the Lord, brethren. On me, the Spirit has been leading me. I had asked him to lead me and guide me in things I do. And if I make a mistake, I'm reminded that it's a mistake. And I'm reminded in the spirit of fear of God of the repercussions. And if I insist to do the sin by myself, now the Spirit has done his part to remind me. That one said the Holy Spirit insisted on him. Help me, guide, lead me. When he fell, he's having to tell him, don't do this. He's leading me. You know there are times where you used to do things.
Yes,
I feel content with these two voices, the two voices in me. Who is the right of the two?
You
can hear the words of God. And in that
guide,
you can get the problem be led by the Spirit of God.
I have
seen 1 Timothy, the chapter 4,
and
verse 1 to 3. Let
me
read there as we move to get light on what the brother has said.
Timusewe chisoka, esule yokuna, unye usoka.
1 Timothy 4 from verse 1.
Na yomo ya yogira lwa tonti. Muna kwezolu vanyuma, waliba wabaliba mkukiriza. Ngaba ulireme jichamia, na uku igiriza kwa ba setani.
Omo yoke njini?
The Spirit himself.
Agaba yogira lwa tonti.
Speak expressly, openly. That in the latter days, people will abandon the faith.
Romans
10:17 says, faith comes from hearing, and hearing the word of God. If the Spirit
says,
people will depart from the faith, and hear deceiving spirits, and the teaching of the demons, people will come from faith. They will be hearing things speak to them. And they speak as the Spirit in them. And they seem to teach them. The difference is one which can help you remain in the rightful faith. Don't hear the word of God. Remain what you hear is from the word of God.
1
Timothy 4, verse 1 is said,
the
Spirit speaks openly. That is the one who leads us himself. He is the one speaking openly. That there are those who will depart from the faith. Romans 10:17 says, faith comes from hearing, and hearing the word of God. Those who will depart from the faith,
no
more hear that word, and to believe, yet you will hear the deceiving spirit, and the teaching of the demon. Satan can appear to lead you, and he seems to teach you. You know, down there, the Holy Spirit shows some of what can happen.
An
evil spirit is teaching you. These are some of those.
First Timothy 4:2.
You something is trying to
push.
You feel pressured. That is the right thing.
Until
you get it, you are sorting in your wires.
People
is convicting me. Yet it's not the spirit of God. Yes, you live through the right thing. You feel something pushing you, kill.
It puts
making a pain on your spirit.
He convicted me of sin.
How can you differentiate them if you've not departed from the faith?
And
that convicted of you telling you do this,
they
point on the different scriptures back to you. That can explain you're still in the faith, that the rightful faith, which comes from hearing, and hearing the word of God. If it's not that,
think
the spirit is convicting you. Some of you who left your jobs, who did foolish things, and they falsely accused, and the Spirit convicted them to do that. Something you have to understand.
If the Spirit of God, the sons of God, they have the laws, the word of God, the command of God, the law, 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 the
demons.
Because
they can sit and teach you.
They
teach you one of what they teach you. Let's put to the next verse.
Tumsewe chisoka esura ya kuna olunyiri olokusatu.
First Timothy 4, verse 3.
Ngabawe lokufumbiri gano anga.
Some of can tell you are espoused to Christ.
Tulabango
msaji. Don't see any other man. Lucifer, when he teaches you in his confession, can read twisted scriptures. As met Jesus in Luke 4,
say
it is written,
he will
send you angels to uphold you, jump from up, top, down, fall. Now, you gentlemen,
that
David never speak of God, I've brought you in a small sample. How you can read understand it. But which is the broadest.
Concerns
the entire Bible finishes.
That's
what preaches
us.
Oh, he does need to reach there.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Most
of the verses just spoke of it. Those led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God. But in which way? Everything you hear speak in your ears. I hear something convict me. That is the Spirit of God. Not my
friend. It
convicts in which way?
You
I am searing you. And that evil spirit is searing you.
But I cannot wait at
the beginning to forbid marriage.
Quoting
your scripture.
Corinthians 11.
I get jealousy of God.
Exposed
to one husband Christ.
Have
you had it?
One nature.
Have you heard the scripture?
Don't
they get married on this world?
Yes.
You are
unspoken.
All of us get those married. Those who got married. Not you, one a person.
But yesterday,
increase it a little. We espoused you.
Let's
just say, I've espoused you, all of you.
If you stand, you are put
up with Genesis.
If you
say you will die,
he
says you will not die.
That's
what he wants.
Because
when you will eat, you will be like him.
Teaching
and you fail, you've understood. Now, my brother, if you say you're led by the Spirit to be a son of God,
then
when you give commands of God, they are the law. As the word of God is, if the commands you get,
and
the laws you get,
and
as the word of God is, you are in a problem.
If
that leading is wrong, don't end at forbidding marrying, and many others they are here. First Timothy 4:3. Have you heard? They can teach you, bring out verses on the eatings and foods. Spirit revealed and guided them in that. And they bring Leviticus 11. Don't chew the card and the rest. Don't eat them.
They
bring out Isaiah.
Yet they
don't know came and got to say
Leviticus
11.
So
bring a detestable to you.
They
got them in Egypt.
God
created these, so they are all God. Genesis chapter 1,
30-31.
All things created, so they are God.
And
he blessed them. The
pig
was involved, blessed. Up to now, it is blessed. In the Genesis 9, in the verse 4, everything with life, eat it. Israelites went to Egypt. In the Exodus, chapter
8,
Moses got Israelites in Egypt.
He spoke
and he told Pharaoh,
and
not offer sacrifice in the Egyptians.
We
offer detestables in the Egyptians, and they stone us. The detestables were in Egypt. Israelites on the way.
Never
they claim. This is not clean. It doesn't clean. God said they're not clean to you. Not to the Lord, but to them.
But yes, Tanya, I need to
teach you things not meaning, but you've learned only the portion of it. Without head, no tail, but the middle of it. And it proves you that the trunk, that is the human being.
mazimo inza singana.
You find.
And the head is dead.
Legs not there, the trunk, they tell you it's a human being.
That is
the trunk.
Satan
played it's a human being fully. The head entered inside the legs, inside them.
You can
hear the spirits and teaching of the demon.
Can be
without head or tail, but he's brought them.
That's
what he brought in low.
Matthew 4.
He gave them to Jesus.
I
have no head, nor a tail. But he explains proofs to him.
You will
say like a brother, he has said. He asked him, Lord, you lead me by your spirit.
And
he began to hear voices. Now you're going to get a battle in you. Reach a time to grow.
You
don't appreciate it in the Holy Spirit.
He will
lead you. Even the deceiving spirit. Battle
will
grow rich. Genesis
6.
Let's preach and see how it grew. Genesis 6 from verse 1.
Awo abantu bwe basoka okweyongera ku nsi ne bazaala abantu abo abaana b'obuwala. Olunnya olw'okubiri. Abaana ba Katonda ne balaba abawala b'abantu nga balungi ne bawasanga abakazi mu bo be baalonda. Olunnya olw'okusatu. Mukama n'ayogera nti omwoyo gwange teguwakanenga na muntu emirembe n'emirembe kubanga naye gwe mubiri.
They reached the time and the battle grew and the spirit of God, people contended with him just.
That's
where did they find him?
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. People
reached
the time, they contended with the Holy Spirit. Ask a question.
People
on the
world,
any place,
and they
say, Holy Spirit, you are lying. Leave me alone. Don't tell me
that.
How and when did they contend with him? Inside themselves.
At
the time,
they cannot
understand, is this one? Or is not the one? It was in their thoughts. Let's read it downwards. Genesis 6 verse 3.
Abantu abayatikirira olw'okutaano Mukama n'alaba obubi bw'omuntu nga bungi mu nsi na buli kufumitiriza kw'ebirowoozo by'omutima gwe nga kubikwereere bulijjo.
Oulidde ekyaliwo.
You hear what happened?
Bamalayika abaagwo.
The fallen angels.
Bayitibwa abaana ba
Katonda. Those called the sons of God those days.
Bamala okumenya ebiragiro bya
Katonda
okuwasa baana ba
Katonda. Sons of God married the sons of men. Daughters of men.
Bamalayika abaagwo abayingira eri mu lubuto.
Fallen angels enter their wombs. And they appear to have been
bathed.
And they bath evil spirits. Those they worship. They corrupted people's ears and their thoughts. And they spoke with them. Everything which came in the thoughts.
It's
like guidance, but it's wrong. These people become churches.
They
begin to get rich. As you see them today,
you
think they have begun to go to heaven. Yet the
foot
they have is upside down. It's dead. They began to contend with the Holy Spirit. No more could depreciate him
by voice,
evil spirits, which were many. And them
to
didn't know how the Spirit can guide them. Many of those realized that they contended with the Holy Spirit. Did you ever know that?
that you're
out there, you make contentions with the Holy Spirit.
Maybe
you have contending with his laws and his commandments.
Woman
has to be like this in marriage.
No, guys,
me too. I have my thought in my mind.
The
man is to be like this. No, no. After you go out this day, those led by the Spirit of God,
they
started, and there as he led you, and you said the Spirit has led you,
yet
all along you've been contending with him. You have your own thoughts that you think. There are things you are pursuing. The Bible tells you, Isaiah 58,
and
verse 13, you want to contend with the Holy Spirit, you analyze this word we read. Isaiah 58, verse 13.
Bonochu sange chigerecho okuva kusabiti. Obutakola nga byagala gwe kulona kulwango lutukuvu.
Sabiti ya mkama itukizo obutakola
byoyagala. Sabbath of God means you don't do what you want.
Isaiah sura ya 58, olunyolo 17.
Isaiah 58:13.
Bonochu sange chigerecho okuva kusabiti. Obutakola nga byagala gwe kulona kulwango lutukuvu. Sabiti nojiite sanyo. Olunaku lwa Mukama olutukuvu olw'ekitiibwa n'ogisangamu ekitiibwa nga tokwata makubo go gwe so nga tonoonya byoyagala gwe era nga toyogera bigambo byoggwe
owulidde ekibeerawo obutakwata makubo
Holy Spirit, what do you want that I am involved in this time? You want me to drive a car? And you struggle to go for to give you a car. And you don't seek what you want. But you've been on the mountains, even in the valleys. Even in the conferences, and you seek for what you want.
As
you see, you're going to seek for the Lord.
Do for
you
have your
things you want. But can you see the
castles,
what, and you take
counsel of
it, see whether it fits in the will of God or in His counsel, or
your
leg. You
say
the leg by the Spirit.
It led
you to buy all the lands of the neighbors. You senyonga.
What was senyonga?
There is senyonga. He bought off all the village people their land. He said God gave him to do that. He began to excavate them away.
Did
he require the Spirit to push people away? Maybe you understand Senyonga. Senyonga, you know him, of Uganda. They put
in
the newspapers, look for them.
And
the beginning is still buying them off.
Many
people you say, you labor the Spirit of God. Let me ask you,
all
things you have in your home, do you inquire about them from Him? You just saw
the
one who blessed you, you just moved on.
It is said
by the Spirit of God. Now you began to get gripped yourself.
They
go back to get your
patience.
The Spirit didn't lead you into that. Don't act stubborn again. God which have
placed
after you turn the mind, you can begin to understand
them. proof to be not
to be nyomera mateka ga ka with it by the laws of God. Be led by the Spirit of God.
This
John 6:3.
That
the words they say to you, they are spirit and they are life. He happens to get the entire Bible. The words I say to you, they are spirit, they are life.
And
the scriptures who make the Bible. I told you, you can end up.
The Spirit of God is the one who 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 is the one who
sometimes be led by the Spirit of God.
Many
of you were given water to be blessed water. Where is it written? Say the Spirit led them in that. They are both of the rings.
They say the
rings, God said they will be holy rings, blessed rings. When you buy them, you'll be blessed.
And
the Spirit led him in that.
Constantly
are choosing the Holy Spirit.
If
you can't keep the commands of God and the laws,
as
word of God, the Bible is,
can't
be led by the Spirit of God. Someone raised their hand there. And wanted to give us the way he knew how the Spirit led him. Perhaps he has a question. Praise Jesus, brethren. Amen, teacher, Pastor Nicholas. I thank God for this lesson. For me, for a long time, perhaps I contended with the Spirit of God.
The truth,
I understood it this way about the Spirit of God.
And I have
2 Timothy chapter 3, from verse
13
to 16. They also joined on John 6:63. But still, I remain not doing it. And me, that's how I understood it yet. In the 2 Timothy, chapter 3, 13 to 16, they can read us there. Let us read there.
2
Timothy, chapter 3, from verse 13.
Naye abantu ababi n'abe tulinkira baleyongera okuyitira mu bubi nga balimbera nga balimbibwa 14 naye gweberanga mwebe bewayiga n'okutegeera ddala ng'omanya bakuyigiriza bwe bali 15 era ng'okuva mu buto wamanyanga ebyawandiikibwa ebitukuvu ebiyinza okukugeziwaza okuyingira mu bulokovu bw'okukkiriza okuli mu Kristo Yesu 16 buli ekyawandiikibwa kirina okulungamya kwa Katonda era kigasola okuyigirizanga olw'okunenyanga olw'okutereezanga olw'okubuulirira okuli mu butuukirivu.
Praise Jesus, man.
Buli kyandiikibwa kirina okulungamya kwayo.
Every scripture has inspiration of God.
Ani alungamya?
Who leads and guides the children of God?
2
Peter chapter 1 speaks that.
Prophets
did not speak what they want. They spoke what came from God, as they are led by the Spirit of God.
All
the Bible you see will be in it.
If
you read that,
you're
taught scriptures. Take them as the way the Spirit leads and guides you.
Because
you hear voices and you say that the Spirit is telling me.
You
first get back to scriptures and hear whether he's the one.
Many
falsely accused him. The Spirit told me. What I'm asking, that the scripture saying every sin will be forgiven. But whoever blasphemes the Spirit of God will not be forgiven. What I'm asking, blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, what is it?
Yes, you was
praise Jesus much. That Matthew 12, which speaks of 31:32, all sins will be forgiven, even the blasphemy of the Son of God. But the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven.
Blaspheme
the Holy Spirit when you are in Hebrews 6. Says, after you've gotten enlightened, you taste of the word. And you understand it, and after you give up on it.
So
enlightenment of the word of God
passes
through the light of spirit of knowledge, the portion of the Holy Spirit, the light of the spirit of knowledge. Means you rejected knowledge, and God rejects you, be the priest.
When
you reject that knowledge, you contend with God. Hosea, it tells us, God has a controversy with those on the world.
Those
controversy is the spirit who is involved in them.
There
is no truth in the world, but to break the covenant, even the
vow,
and there is no knowledge. Because of rejected knowledge, we too are rejected to be priests. Doesn't come elsewhere except from the word. And your contentions that you can contend with the Holy Spirit and to reach to blaspheme Him. Say you enlightened what you
have
to do, and you got knowledge about them, yet you refuse to do them.
We
read Hebrews 6. Let's read as we take the microphone behind. Hebrews 6 from verses 4. Hebrews 6 from verse 4.
Kubanga ababamala okwakirwa ne balega ku kirabo eky'omugulu. Nebafuka abase chimu mwoyo mtukuvu. Olunyolo kutano. Nebalega kuchigambe chirunje cha Katonda. Nekumanya age mirembe jigendo okujja. Olunyolo mkaga. Nebagwa okubivaamu. Techinzi kabo kubazo obujja olw'okwenenya. Ngabe kumelela boka omulundi ogw'okubiri. Omwana wa Katonda. Nebamukwasa ensonyi mu lwatu.
You hear what happens? For those who got enlightened and tested the heavenly gifts that the Holy Spirit gives, reached to fellowship with Him
and
the enlightened light of the world,
and
after they go out of it, bring back to repentance is not there. It now needs to bring back Christ, crucify Him, cross that He dies for them. That's what they call blaspheming the Holy Spirit. You understood them, then you fight them. Fellowship with the Holy Spirit, enlightened, gotten knowledge. Knowledge as the spirit of knowledge, the spirit of wisdom, of understanding.
Now
fellowship, you both understand like Him. And after you betray Him, that is betrayal.
Someone
has given you a portion of knowledge they have,
to
say you fellowship with Him,
and
you betray Him. That you not forgiven for that. Who will bring Jesus back on the world? He is the one who brought Him.
The
Holy Spirit who brought the word in the womb, in the womb of Mary,
who
will bring Him again in the womb? Who will go bring for you Jesus in the womb
of
Mary the second time, that He dies for you?
So mchigambe cha boruga.
Now in that word, brethren,
we say,
led by the Spirit of God, search of it beyond what you have heard.
Here
you can give an anointing which will move on teach you. But it's good to begin to seek guidance of the Holy Spirit how it happens. Praise Jesus, brethren. And Prophet Rob. What I've asked, you said everything coming in our thoughts have connected with the scriptures. Me, many times, what can reach me can be doing my home, show us home.
No,
hear them tell you your food is going to be burnt, but you're sure you put enough water. You say it's not going to be burnt. Water is enough. After a few minutes, we hear that their saucepan is burnt. A few days back, too, I was washing clothing. I had them tell me first, collect water. I said, I'm going to wash jerrycans first. And they insisted on me. After I washed jerrycans, went to the tap, get water. And water is not there. I suffered for water. Now I'm asked, how can I connect that with scriptures? And I remain to that. Led by the Spirit of God, passing through spirits which minister to us, the angels. That you have to depreciate it. I told you the heading we speak of. It goes very far. That involves angels of family. Goes beyond say we are angels.
Hebrews
1:13-14. The angels are spirits of faith. God to minister. Those who inherit salvation. Those angels of family. It comes in Psalms
11:10.
That for the sake of angels, a woman ought to have a sign of rulership, of honor. Genesis 18, the three who came home, they said Sarai is to give birth, and she laughed at it. Not the Holy Spirit direct. Let's put angels there.
Angels to ascend.
They can't.
Here
water is going to go, it involves angels of family.
Here
food is going to be part of family. Angels of family. All those I told you,
you
said
with
them that the Spirit of God can broaden. Then we should tell you what's beyond scriptures. For this way it speaks. Galatians 1:6 and to stand.
It
says, and
angels
say from heaven,
if
they tell you not what we preach, you curse them.
He
said, an angel told me,
I
got my neighbors test me, see whether I'm due to get married. Then we ask the angel who told you whether he's one of the fallen or the holy angels. Them two have to remain be in the world. You are a boy, youth,
but the voice of the
angel told you, go host another female youth in your home that the night they can marry them. That your angel is a fallen one. He finds those who hold the commands of God and his laws. As it's Revelation fellow,
Satan can
find those who keep the commands and the laws of God. Now, careful of that. Don't be there say the angel let you do something. It works the Holy Spirit to guide the children of God. God speaks in the book. In Exodus, my angel will move ahead of you.
Will
work on his own. The angel works under the Holy Spirit. That's why I told you that topic is broad. And I told you what I give you,
I'm
not coming to you to teach you the rest of the scriptures. I've seen a hand.
Praise God.
Pastor,
Apostle, you've talked about blasphemy, the Holy Spirit. There are those born against who say that there is backsliding and blasphemy. So what is the difference between blasphemy and backsliding?
Njawulo cheri wakati wokugwa nokuvola okuvola omoyo mutoko. Backsliding. To go back, you go backwards.
I like, for example, you were born again. Because you have said that when you're blaspheming the Holy Spirit, you've already got the knowledge of light, and then you
convert
from it. And then, with backsliding, like you're born again, and then you leave salvation. I just want some light on that. You go out when you've understood what it is or not. Yes, like you've understood it.
I'm not sure you've understood it.
What so called knowledge?
This is what we call okuligo kumanya. But it's not knowledge.
Is it Jodi? But it's so called knowledge.
Baguita okuligo kumanya.
It involves
knowledge.
Like
to have known the right salvation, and you get out of it to backslide.
But something
you think you know, yet you don't know it. If you see God has forgiven you, and you got saved again, not the part of marriage where you blaspheme.
But
if you tell yourself, I am in backsliding,
you
know you have the light of it. How did you realize you're backsliding? If you don't have light of it.
So,
God has raised peace in Jeremiah 3. Come back, you backslidden children. Children are explained much in Revelations, chapter 2. And they have the good and the evil. That they are one they call the backslide. Those who backslide. They have an element of good. One
thinks
backslidden, one is still in the front. The one who falls as appears how? When they backslide.
You
stand up if you can. Do they take back all the legs at random once? One by one. If you go backward, what do? You give the microphone. Apostle.
Apostle, why I'm saying this? Churches, for example, like you've been a Christian and you've been fellowshipping, and perhaps you've not been in church for some time, and they use this word like You're backslid.
Bagamba odiride.
You're no longer Christian. I mean, you're not again born.
So
you have to confess again.
Eroli na ukudamu kwatula.
To become born again.
Ukudamu bere mulokole.
You're
no longer born again. So
I'm here with blasphemy.
Era wano kupolo gambie.
You've got the knowledge.
Okunyo kumanya.
And then you pervert from that. Era no
vamo kumanya oko.
So I was wondering.
But then newonyo.
And backsliding like most people say in churches. What is the difference?
The difference of blasphemy.
You
know and you refuse to do the knowledge as it is. As the word of God is. The one who knows the truth do it. And they don't do it. It's the sin to them.
But
the one who backslides. They are just slid back one feet and leg of theirs. But no one backslides. And they both fall backwards once. That's called falling. Falling and backsliding is different. Backslides, there are things you ignore and left. You
were
doing them, you stop doing them. You've not fallen yet. So
let's
say stand up like this. Begin to go back.
You see
whether you will fall. You're backsliding rather. That is revelation. Let's see people who backslid what they were doing. Revelation 2 from verse 1.
Era eri malaika owekanisa eyomu Efeso. Wandika nti, bwati wayogero yakwate munyenye musanvu mu mukono gwe ogwa ddyo. Atambulira wakati wetabaaza omusanvu eza zaabu. Onyolo okubiri nti manye ebikolwa byo n'okufuba kwo n'okugumiikiriza kwo era nga toyinza kugumiikiriza babi era wabake mabeyita abatume so nga si bo era wabalaba nga balimba.
Ono bwamala okubakemu.
After this one tested them. He said they are not apostles. And they were calling them the apostles. He refused to go for fellowship at home.
Or
they remain coming. Yet they come once in a while.
Pastor,
they are preaching, I hate them. They preach the world, they pack the world in us. That day I will not go.
Every
time he saw them, go to things down here, let's go on, we hear. Revelation
2:3. Kubanga waleko okwagala ku
oda chiyali yaddamwe mabega
what that back sleep
kuliyo kugulu kwa kuli mu maso
one leg is
in the pocket yange bila naba tuma obuli babala banabi
false apostles and prophets
aye chizibu
but the problem
okwagala
the first love at back sleep
Kubikulirwa esula ya kubiri olunyiriri olwokutaano.
Revelation 2:5.
Kale jukira gye wagwa wenenye.
Singa oyitirira okukola backsliding.
If you do too much backsliding.
Kibamu kugwa.
It gets eventually because you fall. You try it when you go back home.
Oyimire.
You start to begin to rush over and get backwards. You will fall. You will hit yourself down.
No,
I think you've understood me well.
Still
standing right for. Where you've learned things, you've retired. What they call backsliding. But if you go too much, you end up into a fall.
And
that one again fell. But they began from what? They began by sliding backwards. The problem of church
is
someone just come out and say, you're a good day. They don't differentiate even falling and backsliding.
omuloko nadiridde na
the born again who is retarded and the one who is fallen, they don't differentiate that. And the one who blasphemed the Holy Spirit, where did you even ever learn those words? Let's give up on them. Don't expect you've ever learned them. You came out attached to your
brethren,
blasphemed the Holy Spirit, yet they have just backslidden a little. And you have to uphold them, bring them back. For Galatians 6, you claim to stand well. You restore the one who is backsliding. All those
we've
heard under the heading, it's the who was ever led by the Spirit of God. Save the one who holds these commands. Those are the laws, as the word of God is. The hands are. Let me give this hand. Praise Jesus, brethren. I'm Pastor Andrew. I want to thank God for the word he's given us today. Baby, what I want to share with my brethren, me, I didn't know what to be led by the Holy Spirit.
But
what I know what God gave me, God's vision was Joshua chapter
1.
Book of the Lord not depart from you. You meditate in it day and night. Even when we learned about schemes of the heart, according to Proverbs 6:13, 23, he showed them the law is the lamp, and the rebuke of the one teaching you is the way of life.
I mean,
that's how I knew. The command will give me light, that I don't stumble.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much. How do you prove what I'm doing has the command of God on it?
Or
the command of the Lord.
Because
some will reach unto our thoughts.
You
must reach a level the Bible is in you.
What
St. John 15:7. If you abide in me,
and
my words abide in you,
that the Spirit will
speak with you, connect with both scriptures in you.
Spirit
led me in a dream.
But there are
even dreams of the devils. Those they make dreams.
We rebuke
Jeremiah
23. That
they will cause my people to forget my name by their dreams they dream.
So
whoever dreams a dream, let him speak his dream. Whoever has seen my word, let him speak my word with faithfulness.
In
the dream you've not gone there, he has stories there. Nails and the visions, you see stories there. Go see the word of God there.
And
when you see them there, come back, connect them with the scriptures. Or you get two or three. Read in the castle of God's word. Start to see whether that vision or that dream falls in the word of God. Spirit led us to do.
Don't
just dream whatever you dream.
You
prayed for it.
Said,
dreaming was right. Let me follow it. Where you can get hold of what you saw and you worship fallen angels. Like Colossians 2 speaks. Verse
18
to down.
So now,
that word broadens.
Say
those led by the Spirit of God. They are the children of God. In that question, Who have ever been led by the Spirit of God, except when they give the commands of God, and they are the laws, as the word of God is.
So
we have to look much, the laws of God be in us. The Holy Spirit places in them to speak with us. Praise Jesus much. As the brother said, the command and the book is the lamp which can lighten.
That
Holy Spirit who appears in the lampstand to lighten for us.
I know what
speaks in the commands and laws.
The
spirit of wisdom
to
bring the voice of God as His word is. For wisdom is in the word. When it comes, it's humble and it's very gentle. You have the understanding in it. Go to four scriptures. Go to four. From the Old and the New Testament. The commands to be two or four and above.
Isaiah
28.
From
verses
9
to 13. Let there be the counsel of God. The spirit of counsel. Never rush you, for everything holds its time and season. Ecclesiastes 3. Don't rush, say God, though you've envisioned, but it's of what season? Rush, say the Lord today. People who have that pressure, when you see a vision, quick the rushing. You see,
there's
the spirit of God of power. Uprooting the evils
and
tear down what God did build
and
prove the counsel of God is what is built. Light of knowledge which brings life
to
reaching eternal life.
It must
be the spirit of fear of God, hating evil. Help many come from evil.
Glorify
God in the spirit of the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So, to
have to be careful like that. I want to end here.
Come on,
may God bless you. Thank you for coming.